This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
No one, not any one of us, is ever going to be perfect here on earth. So we must accept and love other Christians in spite of all of their faults. When we see faults in fellow believers, we need to be patient. We need to be gentle. Is there someone whose actions or personality really annoys you? Rather than dwelling on that person's weaknesses, we need to be looking for a chance to pray for that person and to lift that individual up. Then we need to do even more. We need to spend time with him. We need to see if we can learn to like that individual and be part of that individual's life. Ephesians chapter 4 is where we are today, where Paul the Apostle, beginning in verse 2, says, "Be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. Try always to be led along together by the Holy Spirit, and so be at peace with one another." Now, the man who truly understands the first three chapters of Ephesians is going to live in meekness and is going to live with a gentle spirit. Now, I'm not talking about timidity. I'm not talking about cowardice or fear, but rather a humility for the purpose of serving others. The individual who fails to grasp the high calling of God will always tend towards self-indulgence and towards self-exaltation. The righteous man will bear with. Now, that's not just put up with. That's not what it means, but rather living with, dealing with all aspects with the other person in love. Now, again, not the love of this world, for that's a far cry from God's love. God love is rather based on truth, and I guess that's why so many people don't want it. God love is sometimes pleasant, and truthfully, often is not. However, it is a real thing. We are called to endeavor, or to be eager to keep the unity of peace. Let's face it, a lot of the time that's hard. This peace we are called to is actually that which is to be between professed believers. And when there is not a lowliness, there's not a gentleness or long suffering on all sides, finding a unity of peace can be, well, elusive. But we are not called to create such. I need to point that out. We are, however, called to keep such when it actually exists between two people. We are called to endeavor, to make an effort, and to do our part. Now, we cannot speak for or force anyone else, but we are responsible for our own actions. We're called to love as God loves, a love that is based upon truth, a love that is often and is and was for Christ unilateral. Verse 4 says, "There is one body and one spirit." One body and one spirit. And in our version, it says we are all parts of one body. We have the same spirit, and we have all been called to the same glorious future. For us, there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And we all have the same God and Father who is over us all and in us all and living through every part of us. Look, the reality is we're all in this together. There's no special seating in heaven for members of your particular church or any particular church or any denomination for that matter. I think it's a sad fact that such divisions actually exist between people who claim to be believers. We do not all have to agree on every issue, but man, it's a shame and it's a disgrace to see brother come against brother. Gossip, slander, division, even lies that seem to be the tools of so many individuals within the greater church today. I guess Paul saw it even in his day as much as we see it in ours. And after all, certainly Christ himself was on the receiving end of all of this. It was people who embraced the mantle of religion that ultimately killed him. And let's not forget that. But remember, whatever we endure, Jesus endured first, and he certainly endured far worse. And while he attempted constantly to humble, foster peace and unity, he did not ultimately find it. And I guess neither did Paul. But they both tried, just as we must try. Because again, God's love operates in truth. So while the truth is, quote, there is one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father, end quote, that does not mean that everyone's going to accept that. But we love in the truth anyway because he did. That's true love. That's God love. And part of spiritual maturity, part of being a godly man or woman, is actually being responsible for your own actions and not blaming someone else for them.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.